My name is Michael and I'm from Gleebook. On behalf of Gleebook and Nebula Press, welcome to the launch of Tree My Brain by Salah Habib. Firstly, on behalf of all of us here tonight and on behalf of Gleebook itself, simply congratulations, sir. A Tree My Brain is Samad's first novel, and it is the first book for the new publishing house Nebula Press, which is affiliated with the popular academic journal Nebula, which reaches over 30,000 readers worldwide every year. It is, in the past 4 days, this is the second new press we've launched from this stage, and it is, as a bookseller, it is extremely heartening to see a burgeoning and vibrant literary community committed to quality books and ideas, where faith is given to new contemporary voices and they have the opportunity to reflect and interpret the concerns, desires and stories of our society. So also congratulations to all those at the press. So, to launch A Tree Like Rain, would you please welcome Professor in English Literature at the University of Sydney, Professor Margaret Harris.
Thank you. This novel revels in words, and I'd like to begin by lingering a moment on the name of the press new launch, Nebula. Before a dictionary was the one to hand, and I found Nebula, a cloud-like luminous patch in the sky consisting of a galaxy of stars or the materials from which a galaxy is formed. And of course there's Nebula's hazy, vague, indistinct, or confused. Cloud-like. The title of the press might be taken to suggest something out of the world, or an emphasis on science or science fiction, which incidentally is not entirely wrong or inappropriate in relation to this book. But I see Nebula as the name of the press, rather less literally as an indication of ambition, something in a metaphorical sense out of this world, and also as a signal that a nebula is in a way intangible and shape-changing, but not in the pejorative sense, nebulous. So I think it's a great name, and I'm also in no doubt that Nebula's first book lives up to the galactic claims of the press's name. It's full of ambition, and in a metaphorical sense, it's not easy to grasp. I can hold, I'm not sure that I've got it all here. Yeah. A tree like rain? Hang on. A tree is solid, though it may look like rain, as the leaves stirred by wind or dappled by shadow. In retrospect, the very title gives us a clue. The elements are mixed up. The various elements of the narration are very cunningly woven and destroyed artfully. But into the bargain, in meditation on the name, I'm thinking tree and rain as physical objects. There's actually a late reference in the novel, I read it carefully, twice, to what seemed to be people called Tree and Rain, you can perhaps enlighten. Perhaps not characters exactly, but more projection or a metaphorical interpretation of personalities. Are Tree and Rain the same as Alex and Magoa? C7S47, C12S8? Identities and everything else are perpetually redefined in this text of questions this morning. As you pick up this seemly volume then, it challenges and confronts you. And in a way, it also confronts me at our first meeting. Reel back to 1998, first semester, and a first year English tutorial assembly.
prayer.
There's the usual looking sideways or at the floor, except perhaps for a couple of people lucky enough to have been allocated to a group with someone they know. We tour by Kmart, checks out Country Road. Discussion creeps underway, and before long self-consciousness melts a little, and at least one member of the group is staking out a position and holding a line. At this distance in time, I can say fairly safely that in literary critical terms, that position was fairly naive. Literature represents life and is to be evaluated by its sincerity. The case was made decorously, but with just a hint of belligerence. Approached the tutor afterwards to interrogate her about how she got where she was. Not a physical space, though I do have a lovely office. It was the processes of credentialising that were in question. And it pleased me enormously to hear a distant echo of that long ago conversation in a tree-like rain towards the end in a discussion of educational philosophy. Now, remember, I did say that this book takes no hostages. Educational philosophy, all kinds of ideas, scientific, mathematical, and so on. And the resonance came in a phrase about an intellectual hierarchy, the apprentices, the masters, the doctors, and the professors. And so the semester passed, I think Samar got a credit, and our contact became the occasional corridor catch-up. I think it's
a
pass. In my mind, now, it's a boy. There's no mark we're so sure of as 49. The second most sure of is 64. They're not there. Well, you moved on. I think it's fair to say, despite this early reverse into English studies, that Samar soaked up university, and she said the other day that she'd now like to do another undergraduate degree, punishment, perhaps in science, to remedy the omission of subjects like physics and mathematics from her arts curriculum of English philosophy, psychology, and so on. So even with, I didn't see as much of her as I had in that first semester, but noticing, for example, Samar's choices of electives, I could see her ideas about literature and life are changing. I think it's true to say she's still quite high on ideas. And to the present. Here we are to launch her first novel to be published. I gather that there's a rich store of juvenilia awaiting scholarly posterity. You deserve to clock up a few more decades, a few more published ones before anything said like that. Her PhD thesis on the history and representation of female homosexuality in the Middle East, covering a modest time span from the 9th century to now, scheduled for submission early in 2006. To digress, I did once have a fourth year student who arrived on the first day of the academic year with a draft of his honours thesis, and he observed, by the way, here's a draft of a novel too, but I reckon Samar, which she's got a novel published about to come. So we're marking here a really significant achievement, especially for someone who arrived in this country at the age of 11, speaking Arabic and French, but no English. As to the novel itself, I would not have to give a lecture on sex. Don't be misled by its slimness. It isn't a quick read, though I hasten to emphasise that it's in every way value for money, and there must be many people among your acquaintance for whom it would make an excellent Christmas gift. A Tree Like Rain will keep you on the stretch. There are time shifts and conflations, there are narrative shifts, the reader's suddenly buttonholed by a first-person narrator, and then you constantly move from one narrative strand to another, or to the other, and to narratives, within narratives. one character's writing a novel in which her husband is a central figure. She's conjuring him dead. But also, in the process, curiously revivifying their relationship. Meanwhile, he lives out what I take to be a sort of fantasy of his own with his upright college roommate and sometime lover. In the more evidently otherworldly strand, C7S47, who may at some time be or have been a 15-year-old on a shooting spree at his school, he meets and he goes missing. C7S47 wrestles with codes and structures and with many philosophical and scientific ideas. These two strands converge, but do not, seems to me, coalesce in the latter part of the book. The final section of the book has, I think, more of explicit political allusion than earlier on, but all the time, imagination and reason and passion are pitted against each other. But I don't want to give the impression that the book is all abstract and intellectual, though I feel compelled to encourage you to meet its taxingness. Its energy and commitment, if one is surprised to learn, are engaging. And it's also funny. I like, for example, Tom thinking about returning to Australia from America to a country where a small Pepsi actually meant small. Or the whimsy keeping on the food stuff and balancing out an Australian icon, Pepsi. There's a whimsy about Arnold's family, whom I enjoy. Samar exploits the power of English words to make words, worlds, and to collapse categories in a play of ideas about storytelling, logic, gender, authority. I could go on. It's all here, providing a complex, exhilarating reading experience. This is a notable publishing debut. I salute the author and the enterprise and my brain launched.